Lights on.
All right. Let's see. We do need, we don't, can we disband, dispense with the Pledge of Allegiance? Yes. Special meeting? Okay. Okay, I'd like to thank you for, all of you, for attending our special meeting tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All of you.
Mr. President, before you move there.
Roll call, please.
There you go. I'd like to call roll Mr. President, Mark Simon.
Yeah, here.
Kevin Graves. Director Pease.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
Director Wiesen.
Here.
Thank you. Public comment.
Vice President Graves is out of, town on business, so he could not be here this evening.
Public comment. The public may comment on any item on the agenda that is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions will come from the board and go to the chair. Any questions? Public comment? All of you?
I'll just say. I'm Chris Middleton, President of Discovery Bay Chamber of Commerce, and we're very much in support of putting the Rocktoberfest at the community center. It's a joint venture between the Lions Club and the Chamber, and it should benefit everybody in the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, let's go to new business. Consideration of Lions Club request to host the 2013 Rocktoberfest event at the Town of Discovery Bay Community Center on October 12th, 2013. Staff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. As you know, the Discovery Lions Club and the Chamber of Commerce have been planning a Rocktoberfest fall event for quite some time, scheduled for this coming Saturday, October the 12th. Initially scheduled for the Discovery Bay Shopping Center, there were some issues with the Lions Club not obtaining all of the proper permits. They needed to obtain two, one from the Environmental Health Department and one from Community Development, a temporary event permit. Since that permit was not obtained, they have come to us, and I received a phone call from the board president, Jim Madison, of the Lions Club yesterday afternoon, seeking district interest in hosting, relocating the event from the shopping center across the street to the Discovery Bay Community Center. At that time, I worked with staff in putting together a list of conditions for the event. I did review them with Mr. Madison and Chris Middleton last night, late yesterday afternoon, and those conditions are attached. First and foremost, this event, the board does have the jurisdictional authority to approve it because it is on property that we own and that we control and we maintain. The event itself is going to have alcohol sales, beer and wine sales, and as such, it does require board approval to allow that to take place. So one of the conditions of the conditions of approval is that beer and wine sales may take place on site. They are confined to the Discovery Bay Community Center itself. No outside containers containing alcoholic beverages should be allowed to be brought into the community center, and no alcoholic beverages will be allowed to leave the community center gates. And that the Lions Club staff would ensure that that condition is strictly enforced. Additionally, a copy of the ABC permit authorizing the Lions Club to sell beer and wine must be provided to the town by the close of business tomorrow afternoon. And I believe that is, those wheels are in motion to take place. They had to change the location from the previous location to the new location. The Sheriff's Department has already signed off on that. In order for them to submit that approval, we have to sign off on it as well, and your action tonight would determine that. Additionally, they have to provide us with a certificate of insurance. That certificate of insurance I received just moments ago, and one of the key components of that certificate is that it does include a liquor liability clause, and it is included. So from the liability standpoint, I believe we're covered. We are listed as an additional insured up to $2 million. They will be bringing in portable toilets. They will be bringing in trash receptacles, and those will be allowed to be delivered on site prior to the event that day, possibly even Friday.
It'll be Friday.
And they need to be picked up and removed no later than 48 hours after the event. So there are a number of other items on there on the list of conditions. A copy of the event flyer is attached, and it's up to the board's pleasures to taking this action for this evening.
Chris, any comment?
I like the insurance. I like the idea of using the community center for this type of event, and you know, if we can protect our liabilities and have a, I know they've done a good job at other locations in the community, and I think this might be a great use for it. I would just ask that, you know, would we have staff on hand for this, or would this just be an event where you can lock the gate, or?
Yeah, I will personally be on site that day. I will probably, it will probably just be me unless we need somebody else. This is a Lions Club event, and as such, they will be doing the staff primary staffing. The building will not be open.
Okay.
So we won't have anybody going and cleaning up things. The pool will be, actually the pool will be open from 2 to 7 on Saturday.
All right.
Which might be actually a good thing with the kids zone and that sort of thing, and for people to come in and see that it is open, although it does close Sunday for the season when school goes back in session.
I think we shouldn't close it on Saturday also.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Or at the start of the event. What time is it? 2 or 3 o'clock?
We started at 2. Okay. Officially.
Officially. I mean, depending on how the rest of the board feels, I'm thinking that you might want to close the pool on Saturday. You're going to have, I mean, it's a recipe for disaster. Marianne?
I agree with the close of the pool, and because there's so many things that are child related being here, and all you need is to for one child to get into that pool, and that would be a lot more than a $2 million liability.
That brings up an excellent comment suggestion, and I would request that the Lions Club station, and I would like to add to the conditions of approval, thank you, Director Reason, for that, is that the Lions Club man a member of their staff, or that be a volunteer, whether it be a chamber volunteer or Lions Club volunteer, at the pool at all times. They don't just have to be inside the pool, but at the main pool gate, so there's somebody there that can, a responsible adult that will be there, that can keep an eye so kids don't climb the fence.
And you do have the capability to lock that lock so they can't open the gate?
That's correct.
I'm glad you said responsible adult, because that leaves me. Bill?
I didn't see on there, is this the first year? Or is this
the first year that we've done Rocktoberfest?
Yeah. Right.
The first year that we attempted to do one across the street.
1999.
Well, I think he's talking about something new. This is a new event.
It's a new
event. Usually we do our two concerts down, you know,
right,
at the marina.
Yeah. All right, so this will be a similar thing. The reason that I'm going down this path is I happen to agree with Chris that I would like to, if it works out, try to maybe consider an annual event here at the community center. It helps the town, it helps the community center. My only concern is all the grass areas versus on, you know, I've been to plenty of them that are on pavement. It's easier to walk around for the patrons and all that, so I'm just not sure how that'll all play out or how you're going to lay
well,
it out.
The reality is I wanted to be over here first before over in the blacktop because I want the grass. And I want the grass for a number of reasons. One, you can't get hurt as much when you're slipping and falling. The area back here works really well because one of the problems that we're having over there was the confines for the alcohol, right? I had to bring in our own fence, set the fence up. That was going to take me hours, money, all that kind of stuff. Where we had the vendors going was going to be far away from the, you know, the action. So I can give you a myriad of reasons why I really want it over here. So I mean, the difference between over there and over here is huge for a number of reasons. So I like the grass.
Okay.
Especially when you're doing a concert and you can sit there.
Anything else?
No.
I think we have insurance certificate. We have it for each vendor that's going to be here.
Nope, we cover the whole thing. It's on our policy, $2 million policy.
Okay.
Lions International.
I literally just received this about 5:50 this afternoon.
That was the alcohol.
Just got it. The alcohol.
The booze
one,
yeah.
Yeah, and we have two. We have an alcohol one. We have a red.
And a liability.
What kind of what qualifies as a vendor? What is that?
Well, the reason why this whole thing started in the first place is Rita Caruso and I were talking a couple of years ago about doing some kind of a joint venture. So the premise was really to allow the chamber members an avenue to get out there and promote themselves. So it was primarily the chamber, but it's opened up to all vendors. So pretty much anyone that, one thing that we didn't want to do is have, you know, 15 Tupperware people there and, you know, a number of folks that were, you know, similar. So we kind of screened that out a little bit. But primarily they're probably about 70% chamber and 30% non-chamber.
Are the East County businesses or are they
They're all Discovery Bay.
Okay. They're not coming from Salinas?
We got three from Stockton and four from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Okay. And the neat thing is they're bringing all their gangs. So there's going to be a lot of people there.
Drug sales will be huge.
It's going to be a fun time.
All right, let's get this
done. For the record, that was said in jest.
Yeah.
That was said in jest.
That was Jim Madison who
said
it.
That was said in Jim.
All right. Well, for me, I have no problem with this. I think it's a great idea. Is there any other discussion? Discussion from the public? In that case, I'll call for a motion.
I'll make the motion that we approve the event, the Rocktoberfest for 2013. As presented.
And pursuant to the list of the attached list of conditions plus the added one that we added here this evening.
Yeah. Such stated. Any further discussion? Call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So be it. Okay, let's move on to adjournment.
Yeah.
No other business.
Adjournment.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.